My guests on Simply Folk are the Hollands. And if you think that sounds like a family, you are correct. The tagline on their website reads, Merrymaking Nomads, and that's exactly what they are. Mother is Jana, father is Craig, brother is Banjo, and sister is Graciana. They tour all over the world, including lots of time in Australia. They have a new recording out, and they are here at Wisconsin Public Radio to share some conversation and songs. Welcome.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Well, first, let's set the scene. You arrived here in a big bus.
That's right. That's our home. It was a marching band bus in Casper, Wyoming before we had it. And then we tore everything apart inside and built a home inside, and that's what we reside in year-round.
Wow. That's quite an endeavor to have all four of you living in a bus and kind of itinerant.
300 square feet.
Oh, my goodness. And how about the kids? So, Graciana and Banjo, what do you two do for school?
Well, we're homeschooled. Last year, we were doing the eAchieve online schooling. This year, we're going to go towards more just homeschooling and picking out our own curriculum.
And I should ask your ages. So how old are you?
16.
16. And Banjo, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. Okay. So lots of things going on at that age. But you guys get to make music all the time, which is something that many people wish they had the opportunity to do. So now, not only are you guys touring all over the U.S., but you are bicontinental. You spent time in Australia and you spent time in the U.S. How did that come about?
Well, Australia is my homeland. That's where I was born and raised. My family's all still over there. And I made my way over here in 97 and didn't really plan on staying forever, but I did want to be here for a few years, and I was playing music. I was playing in a Celtic punk band.
Celtic punk?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Traveling around the country, and I met my wife during that time period in Chicago, and she convinced me to stay here, and we have made our home here. So we lived in Wisconsin for about 10 years before we took off in this bus idea.
Whereabouts in Wisconsin?
We were in Sturgeon Bay for 5 years and then Green Bay for 5 years.
Nice.
And we've been in the bus for two.
Great. Do you still have friends and family in that neck of the woods?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Jana has a brother up there, and we have lots of good friends up there. So it's always somewhere we like to come back for, especially in summer, and enjoy some of the beaches in Door County and play some of the different events going up there in the outdoors. It's great.
Speaking of playing, why don't we hear a song? What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with Old Man's Town. This is a bit of a mantra for us. It's on both albums, actually. And it's just a song about community, which is, I guess, sort of a impetus for us to go and travel and connect with so many different people around this great big world. And so this is Old Man's Town.
Sing my woes, sing my joy, sing my friends, now don't be coy. Sing my sad and ready song, sing or sing. Yeah.
The name of the song is Old Man's Town, and it's on a brand new recording that's called Overland and Lees, L-E-A-S, which is one of those great crossword puzzle words. That's where I recognize it from anyway, but it means meadows, doesn't it? Something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. A field. That's right.
Yep. Well, that's a beautiful song. Sing my woes, sing my joys, just sing. Sing my friends. What wonderful lyrics, and that's sort of what you guys are all about is... From what I understand, your live shows are full of audience participation, and you get people to sing along, and you get people to, you know, participate.
I grew up singing old hymns with my grandma in nursing homes, and there's something about that era that really struck me. This would have been when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I'm in my 40s now, so if those people were alive today, they'd be, 120, 130 years old. And there's just something really precious about that generation. They did. They sang together. They didn't have the radio and stage performances like we do today. And that really impacted me. So we try to incorporate that into our program as much as we can.
Yeah, you're right. There was no television, no radio, and people would congregate and come together and make music together. Whether you were good at it or not, you had a chance to do it, come together.
Yeah. It's interesting to see at the moment that there's different, I think some of the younger generations, as much as sometimes we think they're not into the traditions of old, as we travel, we've come across a lot of young people that are like into sacred harp singing, say, which is an old tradition, and there's these singing groups coming together, and so we're noticing that younger generations are into community, even though they love video gaming and texting and Skyping and all those things that we think are not social. They really are looking for that community, and we find that people want to sing together, but there's not always the opportunity to do so. And so to create that is a cool thing.
To raise up song leaders.
Yeah. We have a Shape Note singing group here in Madison, and I know there's some active ones down in Illinois, not too far from here as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So you mentioned that you were in a Celtic punk band. And Jana, what's your musical background? Did you always do folk music?
No, I grew up singing, like I said, in the church, really, gospel tunes. And my mother was part of the Nashville Christian music industry. So I would go down with her when I was younger. And she did a lot of background vocals on a lot of that 80s stuff. But and then I just sort of went away from music for a long time. I don't exactly know why, but I found myself in a world of a dismise or just difficult situation, and ended up having Graciana, and that was sort of what rebirthed music in me, is Grace. And so it's kind of neat when we sing together because it's this constant reminder of joy and healing and gladness. So but yeah, I picked up the guitar and started singing again, 16 years ago. And when I met Craig, I was just learning.
Huh, just learning guitar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she sang well at that point, but she was hoping that I'd be her guitarist. But me coming from a very different musical background, we really clashed heads for a long time and really didn't play music together up until maybe 6 years ago we started playing together. But for the first 6-7 years of our marriage, she just played solo because I was stubborn and couldn't figure out how to play folk music.
Well, punk and gospel are kind of different sounds for sure.
Yeah, and I, we had a lot of folk musicians stay in our home that would be traveling through, and we'd put shows together for them, and we always had great musicians in our home. And I had stuck in my mind that I needed to become what they were as guitarists and change how I knew how to play guitar. And it wasn't until I just accepted that I could play just the way I do and we'll create music around that different rhythm that we started playing together rather than trying to change and become somebody else.
Mm. Well, it makes for a unique sound. You have a nice driving rhythm to many of the songs, but yet a very much an acoustic, folk, traditional feel. Yeah. Why don't we hear another one? What would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do Lainey. I'll let Grace introduce this one.
The song's called Lainey Dundid. It's a murder ballad.
And you wrote the lyrics for it?
I did. I wrote the lyrics and the music.
Oh, wonderful. So where did a murder ballad come from?
Well, I've been very influenced by different stories of women in the sex trade industry and woman oppression, and so this song just kind of came out and wanted to be a voice, I guess. I don't know.
Nice.
But
something bad. That time was all just to make him mad. And the rains came down like an earthquake ready to rumble. Rolling round, laying under some
Did is the name of the song. It's a murder ballad written by Graciana Holland. If you're just joining me, I'm Stephanie Elkins. You're listening to Simply Folk, and I am in the studio with the Holland family, four of them, including 16-year-old Graciana and 12-year-old Banjo. Banjo, I have to ask you a question about your name. I guess the obvious question would be, why are you named Banjo?
Well, I was named Banjo because I'm not named after the instrument.
Oh, that was my first guess.
Yeah, but I'm actually named after an Australian poet in Australia. And he wrote Waltzing Matilda and Man from Snowy River.
Aha. Uh-huh.
His name's Banjo Patterson.
So you have quite a wonderful reason to be named Banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah, neat. And to give you the picture of what we have here in the studio, Banjo is sitting on his instrument. What's the name of it? What is it called?
It's called a cajon, and it's from Peru. And it basically came into being because when the working people would bring their food into the cities, when they were done, they would start playing music on their packing crates.
On the crates? Wow. well, you sure are doing a neat job. He's got brushes and he's using his hands and wonderful percussion for the music.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the four of you work on the arrangements together, I would imagine. Or does one of you write all the arrangements?
It's a mixed bunch, really. All of us contribute musically to the group. Sometimes, in recent times, with a new album, Gracie has written a couple of complete songs where she's written the music and the lyrics. But usually, you know, we all contribute, but lyrically, Jana does most of the lyrics. Gracie, obviously, on this album has written a couple. But, it just kind of comes together. However, we don't have a formula for this. We just, if someone's sitting around and has a catchy tune, and someone in the other, Jana might be cooking in the kitchen, and which isn't very far away in a bus, but
right.
She'll be like, she'll just start singing. And from that, you know, Gracie will join in, we'll develop some melodies, and off we go.
Wonderful. Well, what was the impetus for, you know, you mentioned you were in a home, a house, and for leaving that behind and going on the road? What drove that decision?
Well, there are a number of different things that drove it. There were very personal reasons that involved just disconnect in our family and a longing for a deeper connection. That would probably be the number one reason. And then a longing, once we began to establish that deeper connection with the four of us, then to begin to experience that in the greater community. Music is a talent and a gift that we have, and we wanted to share that. And we would go out from our home base in our region, but it got a little fragmented because we had to care for this garden back home, as well as then try to continue to build this community on the road. And so it just sort of was this, moment in time where we needed it for personal and spiritual reasons, and then it just blossomed into this extensive community that we now call home.
Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
This song is Overland and Lees. It's the title track off our album, and it's an old Scottish folk tale of times gone by.
Thank you.
past and childhood there, but we are scattered now to all the lands and leaves. Some lie in the kirkyard, some have crossed the sea.
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 Over Land and Lees, which is the title track from the new CD, The Hollands. That was mother and daughter, Jana and Graciana, singing that song. Just beautiful. Really has the feel of an old traditional tune. Yeah, neat, neat. There was one that really caught my eye on the album. It's called Amaryllis. Can you tell me the background for that tune?
Yes. I went for coffee with a friend named Rose, and she told me this beautiful story. It's sad but beautiful. She is the oldest of 13 kids, good Wisconsin family, and was pregnant with the first grandchild. And they found out that their mother was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And so, long story short, they purchased an amaryllis flower. It was around Christmas time, which is a bulb plant, if you're unfamiliar with it. I know you're not because you talked about it earlier. But it's in the tulip family, and it blooms usually once a year. And they had hoped that this flower would bloom for their mother. And so the story is just this beautiful, I guess, circle of life where her mother passes and her daughter's born. And it's all sort of based around this beautiful amaryllis flower blooming. So it touched my heart. And about, 3 years after I heard the story, I remembered when I heard the story, I was like, I want to write a song about that. But it's one of those things where you have to really let it digest, because my tendency would have been to go home and write a prose, you know, word for word, what happened. And it just needed to simmer a while so it could come out more poetic and more circular. And so when it did, I remember we were sitting on the bed in Sisters, Oregon. We had just left on our journey. We'd been on the road for about 2 months. And my mom and my sister were on their way to our house, and I could hear them downstairs, and it was starting to come out of me. And I said to Grace, grab a pen, paper quick, before they come up here, because it'll disturb it, you know. And we were able to get it down as quickly as possible, and then revisit it a couple hours later once they had made their way. But yeah, so this is the amaryllis.
There's my mother lying on her deathbed, and my brothers and sisters gathered round her head. Amaryllis flower waiting to bloom for my mother. My daughter nestled in my womb, she's dancing and spinning, she'll be coming soon. An amaryllis flower waiting to bloom for my daughter. Once in December, lost my mother.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. If anyone wants to see you, you're going to be in the Ephraim Town Park on July 8th, and then in Milwaukee on July 10th, and back to Door County, Bailey's Harbor on July 12th. Well, what would you like to close with?
We're going to close with the Great Lake Plains. I grew up around the Great Lakes. Michigan was where I was born, and lived a bit in Indiana and Wisconsin. And my family came over from all different parts of Europe, but when they settled, it was a rough time, and so they found themselves involved in the underworld.
Ooh.
And yes, and so although my story has lots of threads of redemption and tent revivals and things like that, in the earlier days, before all of that, there was bootlegging and gun running, and so I've always been very fascinated with that, I guess, just the bad guy kind of syndrome, although Craig's a good guy, but he is from Australia. It's a penal colony.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, I want to ask about your pedigree, Craig. I know a lot of Aussies are descended from prisoners.
My grandma claims we're aristocracy, but it's not been proven.
Scottish aristocracies. But, so I wanted to sort of start at the beginning as I began to think about my history and as I write songs, it seemed only fitting to start there. So it's kind of a fun, rollicking song. I have lots of influence by Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton, so you hear a little bit of that in this song. But, yeah, have some fun with it.
Easy come, they say, more like easy fades away. Green turns to gray, dirt pour, dirt flow. Mama was the queen of the boudoir house, coming up empty, longing for more. Well, that's the hard life in the fast lane. That's the hard life on the Great Lake Plains. Bootleggers, wise guys, as you sow, they say, so shall you reap. Like father, like son, fatherless man. Big time operator, lead pipes in. Coming up empty, always on the lam. Well, that's the hard life in the fast lane. That's the hard life on.
The Great Lake Plains, what a great way to close the chat. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We've been listening to The Hollands, and they have a number of CDs. We've been listening to songs from their new one, which is called Overland and Lees. They have a couple of others and a wonderful cookbook I was just looking through called Behind the Apron Strings. And you can find all of that information at their website, thehollands.org. And they also have a Facebook page. You can find them. Something about The Hollands with an exclamation point, I think, is where you would find them on Facebook. Well, thank you very much for sharing your time and talent with Simply Folk listeners on Wisconsin Public Radio.